Take that thing off and settle down. You'll live here, you know. We've got to make a Parisian out of you. You'll have lots of time to get your answers. Tomorrow we'll start with Pizarro.
It's the problem of translating light into the language of paint. Those leaves there, if they were the only thing in sight, they'd have one color, their own. But the shade and reflection of everything around, the sky, the earth, the water, give them more than their own color. That's why when you paint from nature, don't fix your eye on any one spot. Take in everything at once. And above all, don't be timid. Trust your first impression.
Everything you've been doing, what we've all been doing, obsolete. The whole lot of us guessing with every brushstroke, pouring rivers of paint into haphazard combinations when actually everything we're after can be achieved mathematically.
What are you talking about?
Sir, out again? You really think a painting can be done by formula?
Can be, is being done right here in Paris through precise scientific methods.
I don't mix my colors on canvas. I mix them in the eye of the spectator. Once you accept the phenomenon of the duration of light in the human retina...
Excuse me, but this is a sunlit exterior. Now, why do you paint it indoors by gaslight? I mean, how can you judge your colors?
Why not?
Come on, Seurat. Put him out of his misery. I've tried, but he's still in darkness.
All right, Bernard. Come here. Everything I do is worked out in advance, with mathematical accuracy through precise scientific methods. I know exactly what colors I'm going to use before I pick up my brushes. And my palette is methodically prepared in the order of the spectrum. As you see, blue, blue, violet, 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 red, 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 orange, orange, yellow, yellow.